All right, welcome back to another episode of the Darn Diaries. I'm Darn Astiari, I'll be your host today, and you are listening to, obviously, the Darn Diaries. I don't know why I just said that, but there we go. So, I've just submitted my application for my postgraduate work permit in Canada. Woohoo! That took quite an adventurous journey to get there. You know, you needed like several documents, you need your like official transcript, which I picked up yesterday in Langara. And it was nice, you know, to kind of just go back there for probably the last time in a very long time. And just to kind of see, you know, the hallways, the classrooms that you've always, you know, just skimmed past by. And it just makes you really cherish the moments where, you know, you went there, you know, to and fro from classroom to classroom for the past 5 years, and now you're done officially, right? And, you know, yesterday I felt like I've never felt more alive than I have for the past few days, because I'll have to admit, like, I think the past few days have been like, I don't know, I was just trying to find a structure that kind of like works with me for the time of being idle. I'm the type of person who doesn't like to like not do anything, you know. If I'm not contributing something towards, you know, being able to do better in the future, then I go down a spiral of, you know, self-criticism, and I am my worst critique, or I am my strictest critique. And, you know, I think that can be like a double-edged sword. It's a both a good thing and a bad thing. You know, I feel like it has, you know, that tendency to push you to be better, to do better. But at the same time, if you, you know, tip the scale a little too far off, you're gonna end up burning yourself out, and, you know, you're gonna critique yourself burning yourself out. So that just will not do you any good. And I learned that the hard way. You know, so yesterday I decided to just change up my routine a little bit, you know, just because I had to pick up the transcript and whatnot. And, you know, I finally tried this, I tried this coffee place called, I think it was Palette Coffee. Yeah, it was right down in Homer Street. It's pretty good. I'm not sure if I ordered it wrong, or, you know, I should have asked for room on top of the coffee or something like that, but kind of tasted bland. And I've heard that it was it's pretty good, you know, but like for me it was just like meh, you know. So far the best coffees I've tasted was in this cafe called Very Good Earth Coffee House or something like that. And then there's also Small Victory or Little Victory. I still can't like get my head around there. Like it's one of those terms, but yeah. So anyways, the place was nice and everything like that. It felt like a whole, felt like Zen really. And it was nice, you know, to be able to just sit there and just kind of like really think back. And I remember just sitting, you know, in one of the stools there and just saying to myself, like, yeah, this could be a good place to work, you know. I think there's not much new content at this point, in terms of like the podcast and whatnot. I'm gonna be constantly updating from time to time, and I'll still do it weekly. I'm just trying to like kind of get a grip on things and, you know, how I can sustain this moving forward, even when I have the 9-to-5 moving forward. So, you know, wish me luck, and I'll do my best to put out content, you know. And the process is quite interesting. And I think there's like this really underestimated value of building systems around you so that, you know, you're setting yourself up to perform, to do good, and to just accomplish any task or challenge that lies ahead, right? I have this thing called Notion this thing is a lifesaver. It's essentially a productivity tool. It's also a project management tool, which was quite nice. And I feel like from, you know, the experience I've gotten from like taking a project management course, being in a project management environment, it just kind of like forces you to be a project manager in some scale or another. And I feel like I'm constantly doing like mini projects every day, and like that's always a really enlightening thing to do. So, you know, whenever I get up in the morning, I'd have this Kanban board where essentially you have, you know, different sections where it states the different phases of the task, for example. So, for example, I have Q, that's the first one, to do, and then doing, and then completed. And I have those four on a constant daily basis, and I would kind of like just drag and drop the tasks that I have to do and, you know, the ones that I've done and so on and so forth. And I feel like something as simple as that just really helps you kind of navigate better, you know. And I've been doing this for quite a while now, and it really helps. So, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, I would highly encourage you checking out Notion. This is not sponsored, unfortunately, but there we go. Sorry for the sirens. And yeah, I just feel like this is an interesting phase to be in, because like right now in terms of my like job prospects, I'm kind of like facing a dilemma between like opting for the safer option, which is, you know, another communications job at Langara that was fortunately open, either that or try something new, you know, something out of my usual area of forte, if you will, for lack of better wording. So I just wanted to try to apply for like junior copywriting or junior copywriter roles, just to see how it is and how it goes. And I think content writing was like, I feel like I have that spectrum covered. And I guess the dilemma is just like, do I opt for something safe that I know will help me fulfill my, you know, my point system basically in Canada, where I have to accumulate a certain amount of points to be able to be eligible to apply for my permanent residence, right? Or do I opt for something that I know will be exciting, I know will be new, and I know I will be challenged, but there's also that risk of not being able to achieve that, you know, that point system. But I think from my past experience, I feel like you just really gotta go for the, you know, high risk, high reward. But of course, like, you know, that depends on every context. Like, you know, some you have to actually play safe, some you actually can afford to take the risk and whatnot, right? But I think taking calculated risk is really the way to go, really. And I remember where, you know, I had like this complexity that I couldn't talk about, but now I can. So essentially, I applied for my study permit, but unfortunately, like, there was some technical difficulties where, you know, the expired date should be longer than the one that I received that I got approved for. And there's like this whole thing, and like, you know, I had to either choose to either just, you know, stay on course, or I should just kind of like lay back and play it safe. And for, you know, confidential reasons, I will not disclose the whole details and bore you to death. But essentially, I went with the high risk, high reward kind of route, and it ended up paying off, right? And I'm not saying that, you know, you should, you know, do these things that are always high risk, high reward. But, you know, I think you should always kind of opt for the decision you know you can live with the most. And then for the rest of the time being, you just prepare for the worst and hope for the best. That's the only motto that got me through it. You know, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And, you know, I feel like that that motto or that saying just really helps you through tough times, you know, and even through the more minor times, if you will. Like the other day, I remember that, you know, I was panicking because I should have received my graduation letter by a certain date at a certain time. And when I asked my friends, they already received it, but I hadn't. So obviously there was like a whole panic. I was like, oh, you know, did I not graduate? Did I not fulfill the requirements? But I'm pretty sure I graduated, you know, and things like that. And all these things like just spiraled in my mind, and I was just getting way ahead of myself. But eventually, you know, I just contacted them and it was all fine. It was all good. It was just a system error and I got my graduation letter, right? So I feel like sometimes we may think that these problems that we're facing are, you know, our Mount Everest, if you will. Like this, oh my gosh, this is the greatest challenge in the world, you know. But this is the toughest thing I'll ever face. Wait till life says, hold my beer, right? I feel like, you know, what I went through in the whole, like, you know, the hardest moment of my life where, you know, I had this this permit complexity going on, and then like I was also going through my capstone. I was going through my capstone course. There we go. And I was dealing with a real life client and this whole thing going on. I feel like I've mentioned this in like at least five episodes now, but I thought that was by far the hardest thing that I've faced, and it still is so far. But you know, I know in the future that there are gonna be more complex and harder cases or challenges that I'll have to deal with in the future. But you know, I think whenever you face those kind of things and you just kind of go through it somehow and you just make it work, it makes you realize that, hey, you know, if you can go through that much of an ordeal, then you can go through anything, you know. And I feel like these, you know, challenges, these ordeals, they're kind of preparing you to kind of just grow towards, you know, becoming whatever and however you define being better looks like. Also helps you, you know, kind of like develop your mental fortitude. That's a key component when it comes to, like, you know, just dealing with, you know, challenges in your family and your personal development and your career and your studies, if you're still studying, you know, and all of these things. And you know, I feel like the best way to learn is to experience, to, you know, really get your shoes dirty, if you will. And I guess just know what it's like to, you know, to be dropped in the mud and to get back up and clean yourself up and go further, you know. And I know this episode was probably kind of like a messy kind of segment, but I feel like, you know, this kind of pretty much describes how I'm going through the motions. To be honest with you, like, in terms of content, it's like, I feel like I'm always playing catch up, you know. It's like every week I usually have like all these brilliant epiphanies, ideas, and I just kind of like sit down and record. But lately, I don't know why, but like, I feel like I've hit, like a creative block, if you will. Like, I don't know what to talk about, because like I've talked about almost everything about, you know, what I've went through, my thought processes and whatnot, right? And it's mostly just, I guess, being idle, but trying to be productive at the same time. And I feel like it's just more of the same. So, you know, I feel like that's a point where I'm kind of struggling at right now. But, you know, I feel like there was this podcast episode by Nick Bear and Cody Ko. He's a famous YouTuber, and Nick Bear is the owner of BPN, and he's also a well-known YouTuber, and he's also a hybrid athlete, and he's pretty much a jacked fast runner. There, that's the best way to describe him. And yeah, they were kind of discussing about, like, you know, their routines and like how they kind of like excel creatively. And I think one of the things that Cody Cole said was like, you know, whenever he goes to work and whatnot, he always come into a room at a designated time. Doesn't matter if he's inspired or not, but just do something, you know, do something and kind of just like set that time block, set that time and space and room to be able to kind of think like, you know, what can I do today that can, you know, create content for tomorrow or next week or next month or something like that. And even this, just the tiniest bit, even if it's just like one sentence, right? Like, that's still something, right? And I've been trying to practice that, you know, because I feel like I can't depend on motivation to, you know, to make content, to create content, or to record, or to come up with this brilliant, inspiring storytelling video or reel or TikTok, you know. And I just gotta like set the time and, you know, set my pace and just figure it out, I guess. So that's where it's at. And I hope you guys are doing well. And I guess like this is just an episode to kind of set your expectations moving forward. But yeah, this is a very new ground for me, so I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. And yeah, I hope you guys stick through it with me. And thanks for listening, and see you in the next episode. Cheers.